everybody. Jace from the Comic Source here. This is the first of several episodes that are going to be coming out over the coming days, San Diego Comic-Con 2018. So preview night was last night. I ran around the convention floor, said hi to a lot of friends and exhibitors, and talked to a few people about their exclusives, and I gave them a chance to let you know why you should go by their booths and check out all of their wares over the next few days. So thanks to the girls from Hex 11, Sebastian over at Stranger Comics, Todd Nock, Jason Metcalf, and all the other people who took a few minutes out of their very busy preview night to talk to me. So once again, I hope you all have a great San Diego Comic-Con, and keep an eye out for all of our coverage. Be sure you're following The Comic Source on Twitter, twitter.com/The Comic Source, and Instagram, just do a search for The Comic Source there to follow along with all our coverage of San Diego Comic-Con 2018. Talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace coming to you live from Preview Night. I'm with a couple of my favorite, not only comic creators, but my favorite people in the world. It's Lisa and Kelly Sue from Hex 11, San Diego Comic-Con. Why should people...
2018.
Why do people need to come by the Hex 11 booth, other than to discover the great story of Hex 11? What do we have for them?
Well, this is one of the first times that we'll be at San Diego having merch like t-shirts and tote bags, so we have that.
Nice.
Enamel pins.
We have enamel pins. We have magic kits. We have so many new dragon kitties. And we also have the first and second volumes of Hex 11. You can buy the entire story, get it signed by the creative team, and we give out free gifts when you buy both volumes.
Oh, we also have a San Diego exclusive print of the Hex 11 Volume 2 cast and crew.
Yes. So we have all of those, all those cool things going on. So come on down, booth Q07 in Small Press. Last year was like...
All right, this is Jace coming to you once again, San Diego Comic-Con 2018 preview night. I'm here with one of my, not only one of my favorite illustrators, one of my favorite people, Jason Metcalf. Jason, what do you have for people? Why should they come by your booth?
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. I've got exclusive, one-of-a-kind, pre-done sketches, for one thing. I've got some C2E2 exclusives. I was not able to get any exclusives done for this show, but I do have some exclusive stuff. Sketches, lots of prints, metal. I've got a lot of metal. Metal cards, 6x9s, 11x17s.
And are you going to be doing commissions at the show?
And I am doing commissions at the show.
You better get here early, fans, because Jason's going to fill up fast, I guarantee it.
I've got two already on my list. So.
And what's your booth number?
My booth number is II18. It's the very first row in Hall G.
All right, and again, fans, I cannot stress enough, get here early, because I promise Jason will fill up, and his prices are only going up as he gets better.
That's true. And as the days go on.
All right, this is Jace once again here with one of my favorite creators, Todd Nock, San Diego Comic-Con preview night. Todd, why do people need to stop by your booth here this weekend?
Oh, stop by my booth in Artist Alley, Hall G, table II01. We got lots of art, prints, sketchbooks, original art. I'm doing limited commission sketches. All this info is on toddnock.com, as well as my multiple booth appearances. Dark Horse booth for Mystery Science Theater 3000 preview, Ashcan edition comic we're giving away. Comixology for my Spidey School's Out. They're doing a limited edition poster they'll be handing out that I'll be signing. And I'm also doing a major Marvel art event on Friday, so I'll be there most of the day. So lots to... Well, I'm doing a lot this con, and it's crazy. So definitely come by and see either me or my wife here at table II01.
Great. Thanks so much, Todd. All right, this is Jace coming to you once again live from the floor of San Diego Comic-Con 2018 preview night. I'm here with Jay from SketchArt.com.
ComicSketchArt.com.
ComicSketchArt.com. Okay, so tell me, why do people need to come by your booth this weekend?
Okay, well, awesome is the exclusives on the single issues that we have right now. Right now, we have the ASM 1, The Amazing Spider-Man number 1 by Mark Brooks. He actually has five variants, the A, B, C, D, and E. The A actually has the one with the print. B and C are virgin covers. One of them actually has her wearing the Spider-Man suit. but D and E are the amazing ones. D is the Saturday Morning Post looking one with Mary Jane jumping into Peter's arms, and then E is a beautiful one. It's a sketch one background that has all the sketches of like practice sketches Mark Brooks has done. We also have the Justice League variants by Mark Brooks. They're beautiful. They're all got Wonder Woman on them. Also, we have Mark Brooks. We have his New Mutants one. Dave Johnson has a beautiful Batman 50. So does Clayman. Clayman's actually got, I believe, four variants, and it's with the Wedding Cake, Batman, Catwoman. It's got Bruce and Catwoman, and it's like the wedding couple. And then there's one that's a twisted one that's got Joker, and then it actually has the twisted Joker face.
Nice.
Of, on Bat, on Bruce, and, or actually it's on Batman and on Catwoman. They're wonderful.
And again, and these are all exclusives, only available
all exclusive.
Here.
You can only get them from ComicSketchArts.com and Essential Sequentials. They're beautiful pieces. We also have America's brand new foil, Unnatural. The foil exclusive is with us. It's beautiful. America is an amazing artist. Love her work. And of course, we have the other thing besides the exclusives. We have G Clays, which are the giant fine art prints, which are some of the covers, like even the Dave Johnson one, the Clay Man one. Oh, and Mark Brooks also has a beautiful Batman one of Catwoman in the wedding dress with Batman behind her, and they're holding hands. I mean, just great stuff. But yeah, I mean, you can come get the exclusive comics, get the exclusive G Clays, or we call them the fine art prints, and all the signings. I mean, you can follow us on ComicSketchArt.com, and we have all the signings listed. Everybody will be here. Mark Brooks, Tom King, Scott Snyder, all the big names, man.
Awesome. Thanks so much. And the booth number for anybody that...
It's 4507.
All right. Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, Jay. All right. This is Jace from the Comic Source coming to you live, San Diego Comic-Con Preview Night 2018. I'm already tired. How about you, Frank?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a crazy day, but it's awesome.
All right. So I'm here with Frank Rastamoro from Aspen Comics. Why do people need to come by the Aspen booth this weekend?
Oh, my God. This is easily our biggest Comic-Con ever. We're celebrating our 15-year anniversary. We have two incredible panels. First of all, the Michael Turner tribute panel tomorrow at 1 p.m., room 9. We're going to be celebrating Michael's life. He's been passed away for 10 years now, so it's going to be great. We have our Aspen 15-year anniversary panel on Saturday, so come by 1 o'clock as well. But at the booth, we have five brand new exclusives. Found number one, Soulfire number one, our two brand new books, New Way, Dissension War Eternal number one, as well as we did a really cool anniversary issue of the Swimsuit Splash Edition. So I have all those exclusives here at the booth. We have a brand new Michael Turner hardcover called Women 15. And then for the first time ever, we premiered our brand new Aspen jewelry line. And we have the Fathom collection here, which is the first ever Fathom pendant from Aspen Matthews that she wears around her neck. We have three different versions. The sterling silver, which is a pre-order only, also the most expensive, but the con exclusive is one that's exactly from the book with a purple enameling, and it's a hypoallergenic stainless steel, which is great, so no rashes, nobody turning green. And then we have a cool little inexpensive $40 version as well, so tons of stuff for people to pick from. We have the Aspen statue on display here, which Sideshow graciously loaned us to put on display at our booth. We have tons of great stuff, tons of new prints, tons of new books, tons of trades, tons of packages for people to pick from. And one of the biggest things as well, we have our Batman 50 exclusive that Michael Turner did all the covers, and those have honestly been flying off the shelf. So tons of great stuff. It's our biggest year ever, so we're excited.
All right, and right across from the Marvel booth, easiest
right
way to find.
Between Marvel DC, you can't miss us right on the main aisle.
All right, thanks a lot, Frank.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is Jace coming to you live one more time, San Diego Comic-Con 2018 preview night. I'm here with Tony Kim from Here Within. Tony, how you doing? Good
hey,
to see you.
You know what? It's a whirlwind, like 2.5 hours into Comic-Con, and I'm exhausted.
What right?
Happened? I don't know what... This is bad.
We're not young men anymore.
I know. This is horrible. So, no, it's great. You know, we came to San Diego. It's our second year to exhibit, and the response so far has been incredible. We just unveiled our Marvel collection for the first time, as well as several exclusives, our Wonder Woman denim jacket and our Superman 80th anniversary blazer.
Which I'm wearing. You know, I already bought mine.
So the response has been fantastic, and man, we got an exciting 4 days ahead of us.
All right, so come by the Hero Within booth. Even if you don't plan on purchasing, try it on.
Yeah.
You can pre-order. You can have it delivered to your house. You can buy it here.
Yep.
And what's the booth number, Tony?
That's 2047. And at the DC Comics booth, the blazer is also on display, so you can check it out over there as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, Tony. Uh-huh. And yes, listeners, I really am wearing the Superman blazer. And here's what's cool. I mean, you can go back, listen to the previous episode with Tony. This is kind of geek wear you can wear professionally. It doesn't, you know, it's not like wearing a t-shirt with a Superman emblem. It's professional wear. It looks nice. You can wear it on a date, wear it to work, and still show your superhero pride.
That's right.
All right, this is Jace coming to you once again, San Diego Comic-Con 2018 preview night, here with Sebastian Jones from Stranger Comics. Sebastian, why do people need to come by Stranger Comics this weekend?
People need to come by the Stranger Comics booth to get a good dose of fantasy, representation, kids' books, free hugs, British accents. It's going to be fantastic. Booth number 5531.
5531. And I have to say, you listeners, longtime listeners will know, I picked up, dove into the Stranger Comics world at Phoenix Comic Con this year. It blew me away. It exceeded my expectations.
Thank you.
This is a world that's quality and about inclusiveness, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We have a, it's a bit obnoxious, we have a philosophy of quality, that the idea is king or queen and the story is sacred. So we follow, we love Taschen and Blue Note and HBO and, you know, just good quality stuff, and we love fantasy, and folks need to be represented. Yeah.
That's right. And come by booth 5531 this weekend. Sebastian will be more than happy to introduce you to the world. And I have to tell you that his introduction to the world is, it's like a stage show. I love, sometimes I come by just to watch you introduce people to the world because I see the way that you're so passionate about it and the way you describe it, and I see people react, and it's a thing of beauty.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Getting people to love comics.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
Thank you, bro.
All right, thanks, Sebastian. All right, this is Jace. One more time, San Diego Comic-Con 2018 preview night. I'm here with one of my favorite creators and favorite people, Stefan Frank. It's great to see you, Stefan.
Hey, Jace, it's great to see you.
So let's tell everybody, why do they need to come by the Silver booth this weekend, Dark Planet Comics?
Yeah, so, well, we have Silver 1, 2, 3, and Rosalind, right, that are here at the booth, but also Silver Volume 4, which completes the story, is done, and it ships in September, and you can pre-order it directly from the booth. And the thing that's really cool too is that we're doing this this slip case that it looks really snazzy, and that helps that lets you kind of collect, you know, turn your four trades into like a box set. So
nice.
It looks really awesome. And so at the booth, so you can pre-order that from here too, which is good to reserve because most of the slip cases are going through Diamond and they're going to the people who supported the Kickstarter we just did. So there's only 100 that are available through the booth, and
there's only 100 available this weekend. Okay, when we're done, I'm gonna order one of those.
Okay, great. So, and the thing too is, if you come to the booth, because this is the only show where I bring originals, so we have like this whole wall full of originals, and you have the cover of that slipcase, which I'm gonna say it's pretty cool. I did it, so you know. But I actually, it might be my favorite drawing in the Silver universe so far that I've done, because I think it captures a certain thing about her that I like.
That's awesome. So, what's the booth number?
It's 2204.
2204, and you know, longtime listeners of the podcast will know how much I love Silver. If you're a new listener to the podcast, you need to go back and listen to those interviews, especially the one from Phoenix.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
I should skip breakfast more often. I don't know why I was into it. It was a good conversation.
Yeah, so definitely come by the Dark Planet booth and pre-order your slipcase and your Volume 4. Pick up 1, 2, and 3 if you don't have them yet. And yeah, have a great show, Seth.
Thank you, man. It's great to see you.
Yeah, you too.